Welcome to this podcast about learning. I'm Patricia Lundy, and in this short podcast today with lead analyst Jim Lundy, you're going to learn about some of the focus in our knowledge and learning practice. To start out, Jim, you have covered the learning market for over 12 years. Is it fair to say that learning is more than just an LMS?
Thanks, Patricia. Yeah, there's a lot of interest in learning, even more so in 2013 than we've seen for years. A lot of times when people say, hey, you cover learning, they think it's just about the learning management system or the traditional LMS, which was popular in the first half of the early 2000s. Today, what we're seeing is a renewed focus by business leaders on trying to get their product launches complete. They're looking for lightweight solutions, or in some cases, a heavy-duty solution. And we end up spending time talking with our clients or prospective clients about the state of the learning industry in 2013.
Since Aragon was founded in 2011, you have covered knowledge and learning. What's new?
Well, what's new is that we see renewed interest and, in many cases, lots of continued confusion. And with some firms being sold out to consulting enterprises, we figured that given the fact that there's so much demand for learning and learning content best practices due to the rise of the tablet, we've been writing about learning the entire time since we founded it. But we're going to add renewed focus. For example, our Aragon Research Globe for corporate learning is one of the areas we're going to be diving into in the first half.
So, Jim, what is the coverage of learning going to be?
Well, we're going to look at trends, including the trends towards socially enabled learning. We're going to cover the learning providers. In fact, there's a lot of existing providers, whether it's Saba, Cornerstone, SuccessFactors, and emerging players that you've never heard of. In fact, lots of small players that have popped up due to the increased demand. We're also going to talk about learning content and various types, whether it's off-the-shelf content, classroom-based content, as well as talking about the authoring tools that you need. One of the things that is important to understand is that when you cover learning and cover learning ecosystems, it's not just about the tools that you use to manage the training and the training delivery, which is generally what the administrative side of a house is. It's also about best practices. How do you create a great learning-based simulation or a game? And we've done that. We have that experience. And that's the stuff we're writing about in our research and our upcoming research agenda.
Jim, others have said that learning is just part of a talent or social HCM suite. What's your take on that?
Well, it's true that learning is being absorbed as part of an M&A, a merger and acquisition trend, that talent suite providers want to provide more than just performance management or succession or compensation or recruiting. And so learning, in some cases, some learning providers have been bought out. In fact, there's been a number of vendors that were sold off in the last year and a half. However, that said, a learning practice in many cases is still separate and distinct from the application suite that is being purchased. So while there is and are a number of learning providers that have been consolidated, there's also many, many more that are still independent. So it is a trend. In some cases, a talent suite might have two of the components being bought at the same time. But in many, many, many other cases where the business leader is driving the launch of a product, the learning application may be bought totally independent of the suite that's being bought by HR.
And how are learning vendors dealing with learning?
Well, you know, in many cases, learning vendors are, in some cases, just getting used to the fact that they've been bought and acquired. In some cases, the management team is departing. So what some learning vendors are doing is adding social components, whether it's a full social platform. We featured 22 providers in our Aragon Research Globe for Enterprise Social Software in 2012. A number of them provide learning as well. But the vast majority of the learning providers were not in that evaluation because they offer some flavors of it. In fact, many products today only offer a community, which is basic discussion forums. People want more than that. In fact, one of the trends we see is the rise and return of the virtual classroom. So the vendors are dealing with it differently, but we still see some consolidation occurring, and we also see a return to the rise of learning content in the space because of tablets.
Great. Thanks for your time today, Jim. And that's a wrap. Stay tuned for the next Aragon Research podcast.